Welcome. Today we're looking at real-time updates in a Symfony application, where WebSockets genuinely help, and how to keep authentication and failures from becoming an afterthought. The central idea is simple. Treat live delivery as a small, separate system with explicit identity, authorization, and recovery rules. First question, does this update truly need to be live? A delivery status flipping from preparing to out for delivery may benefit from an immediate update. So might a collaboration indicator showing that someone else is editing a document or a time-sensitive notification. But a reporting dashboard that changes every few minutes? A normal request or periodic refresh is often cheaper, easier to operate, and perfectly good. The product test is concrete. What does the user lose by waiting? If the answer is very little, don't add a persistent connection just because it feels modern. Start with one workflow where a delayed update would cause confusion, duplicate work, or a missed action. That choice leads to a useful boundary. Symfony should still own the application's domain rules, whether an order can change state, who may view it, and what event is worth publishing. The WebSocket layer owns long-lived connections, subscriptions, and routing an already approved update to the right clients. This separation is not just tidy architecture. Persistent connections bring different concerns: connection limits, load balancing, deployment behavior, and monitoring. If those concerns leak through every controller and business rule, the system becomes hard to reason about. A practical flow is, Symfony completes a state change, records it reliably, and emits a narrow event. The live delivery service forwards that event to the relevant channel. The browser updates its view, responsive. Now the security boundary. Opening a WebSocket is not the same as making a familiar Symfony request, so identity must be deliberate. Use a short-lived credential that the connection service can validate. Avoid placing a broad, long-lived secret in client-side code or in a URL that may be logged. But connection time authentication is only step one. A signed-in user is not automatically entitled to every channel. When a client subscribes to an order, project, or team stream, check that user's current permission for that specific resource. And when publishing, send only data the recipient is permitted to see. That sounds strict because it should be. A broad all notifications channel can quietly expose names, statuses, or internal details. Narrow channels and minimal event payloads are a F. Disconnections are normal. Laptops sleep, mobile networks switch, proxies timeout, and deployments restart processes. The client should reconnect with a controlled backoff rather than retrying in a tight loop. Where it matters, the interface should say whether its data is live, stale, or offline. And don't assume an event arrives once instantly and in order. It can be delayed, repeated, or missed. Give updates, identifiers, or versions when the workflow needs them, so the client can ignore duplicates and avoid overwriting newer state with older information. Here's the recovery rule I like. WebSockets improve freshness. They do not become the only path to correctness. If live delivery fails, refresh the affected resource through ordinary HTTP, offer a retry for an action, or synchronize. Before expanding, make reliability visible. Track active connections, reconnect rates, authentication failures, subscription denials, delivery latency, and disconnect patterns. These signals tell you whether the problem is client connectivity, expired credentials, capacity, or an overly ambitious feature. Start modestly. One protected live workflow, a clear fallback, and load limits you understand. Then scale based on observed use, not imagined demand. The takeaway is that a dependable real-time experience is not just a WebSocket endpoint. It is a deliberate contract. Symfony owns the rules, the connection layer delivers approved events, every audience is authorized, and the product stays useful when the connection disappears. Choose the update that truly benefits from immediacy, keep its payload narrow, show users meaningful connection state, and retain an ordinary request path for recovery. That combination gives you responsiveness without making the whole application fragile. Thanks for listening and take care.